Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Hello?
Oh, hi Penny, it's Mike.
Oh, I was just about to phone you. I heard you came round.
Oh yeah, I did. But unfortunately, I only saw the witch and she told me to go away.
I'll ignore that. And anyway, she wouldn't tell you to go away.
She did, Penny, and I was hoping to see you. But no, as always, she ruined everything.
Oh, Mike, you do exaggerate.
I don't.
You do. But never mind, tell me. What did you want?
Well, I wanted to have a chat about the business.
Well, you could have phoned me about that.
I needed to see you, Penny.
Why?
Well, I had a bit of a fallout with Connie.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
Yep. She's not keen on my idea.
Oh, I see. So what did she say?
Oh, she was just negative about everything. But you still think it's a good idea, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Ah, you don't sound very sure.
No, I am. Well, you might as well. It's better than doing nothing, isn't it?
Oh, thanks.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Anyway, what's the problem?
Well, there's no real problem. I've just got to get things organised, that's all.
Meaning what?
Well, Connie said I'd need insurance.
Well, yes, of course you do. But you can easily get that online.
Well, I thought you might want to look with me so we can get the best deal.
We can't, Mike. I'm sorry, but we've got to stay safe.
So shall I text you the price then?
If you want. But if you think it's good, then just go ahead with it.
And what about the flyers?
Ah, yeah, well, I was thinking about that. I reckon to keep the costs down, I'd only advertise on the net. Well, at least to start with.
Well, can you help me with that, please?
Mike, Connie is far better on the computer than I am, so I'd ask her. And I bet she'll come up with some brilliant ideas.
So what about all the materials I'll need?
What about them? I don't see that you'll know what you need until the job comes in.
But I must be prepared. I need to get some things.
Mike, I don't think you're going to be inundated with jobs, so I'm sure you'll have plenty of time to buy what you need. Anyway, you'll have to give a quote first, and then you'll know how much you can spend.
Yeah, but, I mean, don't you think it'd be better if you and I'd...
Oh, and sorry to interrupt, sorry, but you really must have the paperwork in order. You must give them a written quote and keep all your receipts, OK?
Yes, OK. But I think I might need to borrow some money to start with.
Well, I'm sure the bank will give you a loan. In fact, that's a good idea. I'd phone them now and make an appointment to see their small business advisor, or whatever they call them now, and then you can sort out the loan, and that'd be one less thing to worry about.
Oh, that is a good idea, Penny. I knew you'd come up with something.
Well, I'm always here to help. The one thing we don't want to do is to go down the road of borrowing from each other. Things always go wrong when you borrow from friends, don't they?
Well, I thought we were more than just friends.
You know what I mean. You must keep it all very businesslike. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, well, I must go. I've got to phone Tina from work. Oh, and don't forget to phone the bank.
I won't. OK, I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah. Oh, and quickly, apart from your row with Connie, is everything all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good. OK, well, good luck with it all, and let me know what the bank says, won't you?
I will. OK, bye for now.
Yeah, bye, and take care.
Penny, I can't find the polish any... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right, I've just finished.
Oh, so was that Tina?
No, it was Mike.
Oh, Mr. Happy.
Well, he is, actually.
Oh, why is that? Has somebody left him some money?
Kathy. No, he just seems to be very positive and organised at the moment. He's going to ask Connie to help him with his website.
And what about the money he'll need to set up?
Oh, he's going to ask the bank for a loan. But to be honest, I did think he might have enough saved just to get things started.
Oh, and I own a Lamborghini.
Oh, very funny. So what were you going to say? What is it you couldn't find?
Oh, the polish. I can't find it anywhere.
You're not going to clean now, are you?
Well, what else can I do?
Do you want to go for a walk?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's go to Parkhurst Forest. We haven't been there for ages.
But I'll have to phone Tina first, all right?
Yeah, that's fine. But it won't take long, will it?
I hope not.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Tina. It's Penny. You left me a message to phone you.
Oh, yes. I just wanted a chat to see how you are. That's all.
Oh, well, I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yes, I'm okay.
So what have you been up to?
Nothing really. There isn't anything to do, is there?
Well, have you been for any nice walks recently?
Yes, I do try and go out for a walk most days. And I use my bike, of course. I use that practically every day.
Oh, and do you still ride it while watching telly?
Yes, otherwise it would be so boring.
And did you cancel your gym membership? I know you said you were thinking of doing that.
No, I didn't in the end. I think they're going to extend it somehow.
Oh, well, that's fair. And have you spoken to anyone from work?
Yes, I spoke to James the other day.
Oh, how is he?
Oh, he's all right. He went on and on about not being able to play football at the moment.
Did you hear that professional players are being asked to keep to a safe distance, so they're not supposed to be hugging anymore?
I don't think they should do that anyway. And it looks so silly when they climb on top of one another. I'm always surprised that no one gets hurt.
I suppose when they score a goal, they can't contain their excitement.
Well, it still looks silly. Anyway, I'm not that keen on football.
No, neither am I.
But I do like watching rugby. And Wimbledon, of course.
Ah, did you know that Megan likes rugby?
Does she?
Yeah, and she likes singing.
Everyone from Wales likes singing.
Oh, I don't know about that. Do you know, I spoke to Megan earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, and she mentioned you.
Oh, here we go. What did she say?
Well, to be honest with you, she told me that you had emailed Nick Patterson.
Oh, that. Yes, I did. I thought you'd like to have an update on how things are going.
But that's Megan's job.
Well, I thought, as she's so busy with other things, it would help her if I did it. And anyway, I don't mind contacting him. As I said, I have nothing else to do.
So what did you say to him?
Oh, I just told him that we're still closed.
Well, he'd know that from Megan.
Maybe, but I thought it'd be nice for him to know that other staff are keen to keep him updated as well.
But you're not really supposed to, are you?
Well, I only did it to help.
So what else did you say?
Nothing really.
Did you mention Megan or Michael to him?
No, I don't think so.
So all you said was that everything was all right?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Because Megan said to me that you told Nick that she wasn't coping very well. You told him that it was all too much for her.
Is that what she said?
Yes. So did you say that?
No. I might have said it's all very stressful at the moment with COVID. But I don't remember saying anything specifically about Megan.
Oh, well, she thinks you did.
Well, she's a funny sort, isn't she? I don't think she's got much confidence. And that's the one thing you need as a manager.
Well, I think she has. I think she's done a good job since Michael's been off.
Well, the shop's hardly been open. She hasn't really had to run the place, has she?
Well, she did for a short while.
Well, I think Nick was pleased to hear from me. He seemed friendly enough.
Tina, it wasn't your job to contact him. And anyway, how did you get his email address?
Look, Penny, I didn't do anything wrong, and it's not written down anywhere that we can't contact the owners. And this is typical Megan. She always makes a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, I know she's not very happy with you.
I don't care. That just goes to show you how petty she is. Gosh, if that upsets her, just wait till something really bad happens. She's hopeless, and if she wants to fight, I'm up for it.
Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.